Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, Dale Jr. decides to retire at the end of the 2017 season. Are you surprised? Is he a Hall of Famer? Matt Willis with ESPN.com's on deck, and we're going to talk to him about it here in just a minute. The mayor of Hinchtown, that's right, James Hinchcliffe, is joining the show. Driver of the number 5 IndyCar, talks about injury racing and Dancing with the Stars. Greg Fresquez, the communication director over at Phoenix Raceway, is also going to join the show. The Diamond in the Desert is getting more seats and amenities with the changes. Helio Castroneves is on the pole for that race this evening. Also going on today, the 4th annual Power Sports Expo at R&S Power Sports on Coors is going on. Rick Alcon is going to join the show with a preview a little bit later. But let's immediately go to Matt Willis. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
I'm doing good. And I did get a kick out of the fact when you were like, well, I don't know if there's a whole lot to talk about. But, man, I got to ask you right off the bat, were you surprised with Dale Jr.'s announcement?
I was surprised with the timing of it, that it came this early in the season. I'm not surprised that that this is going to be his final season. I actually somewhat expected when he was announced he was going to miss all of the end of last season that he was going to come back. I just know how aware he is of concussion related issues and the effect it can have on your body. You know, he's in his early 40s now. He just got married, so I'm not surprised this is going to be a career for him. I'm just surprised with, you know, it came after kind of a poor finish at Bristol, but, you know, that gives him ample time to get another, you know, to start looking for another driver and get things shored up with sponsors. So it makes sense in that, but it definitely caught me off guard.
Well, speaking of drivers for the 88, any initial thoughts on that?
You know, I haven't heard anything concrete, so anything, you know, is just me kind of like speculating. Alex Bowman did a great job in that car. He almost won at Phoenix last year driving. I'd love to see him get a shot. You know, Dale Jr. does a great job with his Xfinity Series team and finding drivers who you know, can take a big step forward and maybe are on the radar. And one of those guys that drove for him, you know, 10 years ago was Brad Keselowski. And while I think Penske is going to ultimately end up re-signing him, his contract is reportedly up after this year, and it's a name worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah, that would be definitely interesting to watch him. I mean, how do you leave the captain? I mean, that to me would be monumental, but of course you're going to Hendrick, right? Alex Bowman, you know, of course, you know, a fan favorite around here, comes from the Southwest out in Arizona. We'd like to see that, but Alex Bowman's issue has always been kind of securing sponsorship, and so the deal would Earnhardt Jr.'s leverage with that team and continuing to stay around, maybe actually be able to help Bowman get over the hump on sponsorship.
Yeah, I really think so. There's a certain popularity aura that surrounds Junior. So if you can stay close to Junior, you yourself get, you know, a little boost in popularity. And we've really seen that because I was looking into this, and the last 7 seasons of the Xfinity Series, 5 of those, the most popular driver was someone who drove for Junior's team. So just being associated with Dale Jr. and getting a picture with his arm around you, that's going to help you a lot with sponsors and fans.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about somebody that's hot and young. Is Kyle Larson, you know, already driving, you know, a Chevrolet, Hendrick's Power Chevrolet. What would be the chances of maybe seeing Kyle Larson in the 88?
You know, there's been a lot of speculation there. He kind of put the brakes on it a little bit with the, you know, comments that he wanted to run for Ganassi and how much he appreciated Ganassi signing him when he didn't really come with sponsorship. But he's a name when you wonder with his talent, you know, is Ganassi going to be able to run with Hendrick and Gibbs and Penske for the next, you know, 10 years, 15, you know, 20 years, even for a guy like Larson who's still in his early 20s? Is a guy like, you know, are they going to be able to have the equipment week in and week out to compete as a, you know, as a two car team to run with these super teams? And, so far this season, it looks like they are. But if they start faltering and the equipment just isn't what the R teams are, I think it's worth discussing if it would be best for his career to run the 88 car.
I totally agree. So, should NASCAR be concerned, with the retirement of Dale Jr.?
I think so. We've seen some numbers just saying that Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s popularity and people that name him as their favorite driver are so far and above what anyone else is at right now. You know, especially after the retirements of Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart, guys that had really solid fan bases, and people that identify more as Dale Earnhardt and Dale Earnhardt Jr. fans than just NASCAR fans in general. Are they going to be able to come back? You know, the TV and the attendance numbers are down a tick, and you know, NASCAR needs all the star power they can get to kind of rebound off of that. And now the big point is, you know, how I think Dale Earnhardt Jr. is not going to go too far away from NASCAR. I think he's going to be a, you know, figure at the track, still running his Xfinity team. Maybe one day his Xfinity team moves up to the Cup Series, and that'll be a big help. So they need him in the picture to keep those casual fans that know his name and the people that are just junior fans who want to, and maybe they turn off the TV when he wrecks out of a race, but those are the fans they need to kind of keep in right now.
Well, and there's a lot of talk about whether they're truly fans or not. You know, I mean, maybe they're fans of juniors, but maybe they're not ultimately fans of the sport. But let's talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's amazing to me how that conversation starts almost within the same breath of somebody announcing their retirement. I mean, is Dale Jr. a Hall of Famer?
You know, I was looking at that, and the first thing that popped in my head was, well, he didn't win a championship. But, you know, I don't think that's the only qualifier, because I look at the wins, and there's nine drivers that have won more than 25 races with multiple Daytona 500s. Five of them are in the Hall of Fame. That's Richard Petty, Bobby Allison, Cal Yarborough, Bill Elliott, Dale Jarrett. They're all in the Hall of Fame. The four others are recently active, but you have Dale Jr. along with Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, and Matt Kenseth. So that's Dale Earnhardt Jr. and eight guys are in the Hall of Fame or are no-brainers for the Hall of Fame. So in that comparison, you have to say, you know, maybe he doesn't get in the first ballot the first year, but when you compare those wins and those milestone wins, along with the fact that he's, you know, won the most popular driver for 14 straight years, and I think the impact he had on the sport makes him a Hall of Famer, no-brainer, maybe not first ballot, but you can take those arguments and say, yeah, he's a no-brainer first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, the interesting thing is I immediately thought no-brainer. It's just because of what he's done for this sport and, you know, I mean, just outside of the car. But then you got to think about, okay, well, you know, there is a ballot process. There is a process there, you know, and then you start to look at it. So I do think that, you know, maybe if it was a second ballot, I think that would answer all those questions. All right. Let's say we had a crystal ball, cause I love to start a conspiracy, and Jimmy Johnson wins his eighth. Okay. It comes down to Johnson wins his eighth. Does Johnson actually retire on the spot?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say he's not going to. I'm going to say if that eighth championship comes in a couple years and he's hit that 100 wins milestone, I think that's when it happens. I think he's going to hold out and try to get 100 wins.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good point. And it would be, I mean, if it was this year, I mean, he's a year younger than Junior. I mean, he hasn't had quite the injuries, the concussions, and so that could fit into it. I mean, he does have young kids, which always, you know, kind of factors into this a little bit. But I think your answer is reasonable. If it's 2 or 3 years down the road, I think we're not far away from potentially seeing Jimmy Johnson walk away.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, he's another guy who's you know, in his early 40s, and the guy who has he has his life. You know, he's got a family off the track, and he's got other things he loves to do. The thing that works in his favor is he's in such phenomenal physical shape that I don't think we're going to see a big drop off in his on-track performance that, you know, you might see with other guys who, you know, when they reach their early 40s.
Absolutely. Matt Kenseth on the pole at Richmond this weekend. I mean, Matt Kenseth, we could talk about retirement around him. Especially, he's got, you know, some young drivers in the fold there. Eric Jones doing fantastic. I mean, there's talk about Eric Jones being in the 20. What are your thoughts on retirement around Matt Kenseth?
Yeah, that's another interesting one, because, you know, he's another guy that's, you know, in his, I think he's mid-40s at this point.
Yep.
And you know, maybe not, you know, he's not running as quite strongly as he was 2 or 3 years ago, but it's nice to see him on the pole here at a track where Joe Gibbs Racing has done really well in the last several years. You know, you haven't heard a whole lot of retirement talk, but, you know, you didn't hear any with Carl Edwards last year.
Yeah.
And he just kind of walked away suddenly. So, I haven't heard anything too specific on Kenseth, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit to see him step away, knowing that that 20 car in Joe Gibbs Racing is going to be in good hands with Eric Jones in the fold. And the possibility it's always there that Carl Edwards could decide that his hiatus is only going to be 1 year, and he could step right back and run the 20.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it might be more likely to see him in a Ford, but what if Hendrick went looking for him? Because Hendrick's also got, I mean, right now it's like, I don't know if Casey Kane's getting another pass or not, you know, but it almost seems like, you know, Casey Kane's seat is a little more solid again. But always thought there was an opportunity there for the number five seat to become available as well. I mean, potentially you could see them going after Carl Edwards.
Yeah, you could definitely see that. I mean, I think if Carl Edwards wants to drive in 2018, there's going to be a huge sack with a dollar sign waiting on it from several teams.
Absolutely. Hey, Matt, really appreciate you coming on this morning and catching us up with this. I mean, it totally caught me off guard. Bristol, what's a shame is that was probably the best Bristol race I had seen in a long time, and immediately that just went away with this gigantic news. But, hey, really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, Bristol is great, and I got overshadowed, but we'll talk more racing.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. That was Matt Willis, ESPN.com. Check out his work, Stats and Info Guru. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be joining James Hinchcliffe, the mayor of Hinchtown. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, this is Matt Willis with ESPN.com, and you are listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
Are you trying to quit smoking? Researchers at the Mind Research Network and UNM are testing a new treatment that may help you quit smoking. If you are between the ages of 18 and 60 and want to quit smoking, call us at 933-9891 to see if you qualify. 933-9891.
Car won't start? Call Car ER. Need your ride fixed right and at a fair price the first time? Call Car ER. When your vehicle needs help, even if it's not an emergency, call Car ER for complete auto and truck service. Locally owned and family operated, providing top quality service that is customer focused with professionalism and expertise. Teacher, military, and law enforcement discounts with pickup and delivery. 9620 Eagle Ranch Road, just south of Cottonwood Mall. Call 792-1242. Car-ER.net.
Are you in the market for a new home purchase? If so, are you receiving lender credit from your lender? Lender credits are simply this. The lender will help you pay your closing costs. As a mortgage broker, Indigo Mortgage can be paid by the lender, and if the rate chosen pays more than our fees, we must roll that extra money to you, the borrower. Banks and other lenders do not have to roll these credits to you. Indigo Mortgage can offer the same or better rates as that of banks and other lenders, but we can also add lender credits. This can save you thousands of dollars in closing costs. So when shopping for the best rate, make sure to ask if your lender offers lender credits. Call Indigo Mortgage and see if we can save you thousands of dollars in closing costs with lender credits. On the net at IndigoMortgage.net or call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Trusting your equipment to perform when you need it is crucial. Rush Truck Center has one of the largest inventories of heavy and medium-duty trucks in New Mexico, and now in Farmington, too. Combined with the largest mobile service fleet, Rush Truck Center is your one-stop shop for sales, parts, and service. Rush Truck Center, the regional premier Peterbilt dealer, is the total solutions provider for all makes and models. Rush Truck Center, west of Coors on Hanover, just two blocks south of I-40, 800-357-6643, rushalbuquerque.com. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Driveway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team. Hey, and joining us from Phoenix is James Hinchcliffe. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Getting excited for the race tonight under the lights. Talk a little bit about what we can look forward to with the race.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously the race on Saturday night is going to be a great one. You know, we were excited to be able to come back to Phoenix last season with the Verizon IndyCar Series. You know, this town's got a lot of history with the IndyCar Series, and you know, be able to come back here last season was something all the drivers really were looking forward to. And, you know, night races on short tracks, I mean, it's one of the best combinations that we've got in the IndyCar Series. You know, we have cars around a one-mile track going, you know, almost, I think we're topping out at 200 miles an hour, averaging over 190 over a lap. So, I mean, the action is absolutely flat out, nonstop for the entire night. And it's a hell of a show. You wouldn't want to miss it.
Absolutely. Well, you're having a great run this season with a win in Long Beach and, of course, three consecutive top tens and, you know, with quite a good showing. I mean, how's the car feeling and the team feeling this season?
The team's feeling great. You know, we were one of the teams that had almost no major changes to our program between 2016 and 2017. You know, our engineering staff's basically identical. Most of the mechanics are the same. Drivers are the same. Sponsors are the same. Engine manufacturers are the same. Well, not a lot of teams can say that. You know, a lot of them had some sort of, you know, I don't want to say major disruption, but certainly major change. And in racing, like in a lot of sports, continuity is huge. And to be able to kind of have that same group of people just focus on, you know, improving the areas that we needed to from last year over the off season, I think is really paying off well.
Well, and talk about making changes and improvement. I mean, PIR is making some major changes, including moving the start finish and adding some grandstands. I mean, what are your thoughts on the project?
You know, we're really excited. I mean, anytime we see a track that's investing like that and really committing to the future, it's huge. You know, and we've got the opportunity to see a sneak peek at the plans and what the final product's going to look like. And I know we're excited. I think everybody in the Phoenix area should be too, because it's going to make this, you know, really one of the most state of the art racetracks in the country.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be tremendous. Looking forward to seeing the project as it progresses, but you know, don't want to get past the race in Phoenix, but do want to, you know, start talking a little bit about the month of May with your third place finish last year and of course the accident of 2015 and coming back. I mean, how much does it mean to you to be able to come back and drive at this level?
I mean, it's everything, you know, after what happened in 15, to be able to get back and not only just be back in the car, but be back competitive, you know, qualified on pole for the 500 last year and obviously ran, you know, very well in the race. And it's just such a special event, you know, so we're looking forward to getting back to oval racing this weekend in Phoenix and then kind of having that lead in nicely through the month of May.
Well, and with the announcements of Dale Jr. Ending his season or his racing career, at the 2007 season, one of the things that he actually commented on was he had an injury sideline him, and he wanted to come back and leave on his own terms. How much was that thought motivated you during your comeback?
Well, yeah, I mean, I still have, you know, in my mind, a lot of unfinished business in the sport, and so the desire to come back was never in question. And you know, every driver kind of hopes that their career, you know, lends itself to that point where, you know, you do get to make that decision on your own, and you're not sort of forced out by circumstance, whether it's, you know, an injury or sponsorship, you know, opportunity, whatever it is. And I think every driver's goal in their career, one of their main goals is to kind of go out on their own terms. So I'm, you know, happy for him. I mean, obviously, he's had a great run. It's been a great career. And especially after, you know, some of the issues that he had last year, it's certainly a bigger risk now than it was, you know, 10 years ago for him. And so I think he's happy with it. He made it his terms, and wish him all the best in the future.
Well, and your car owner, Sam Schmidt, with, you know, his accident and yet still being so vital. What kind of inspiration do you get from him as your team owner?
I mean, he's just inspirational as a person. You know, I think anybody that meets Sam and hears his story is, you know, understandably overwhelmed and impressed with what he's accomplished and, you know, how he didn't let what happened to him really affect his mentality. He's still a competitor. He's just as fierce a competitor as he was when he was behind the wheel, you know, now that he's a team owner. And I think that inspires a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, he's an absolute inspiration, an amazing, amazing man. Tell us a little bit about your experience on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, a different level of competition. And you took it right to the finish there. We had a lot of us race fans were rooting for you. What was that experience like?
It was great, you know, and thanks for the support on that. We gave her a good run, you know, but very, very much something outside of my comfort zone, but it was a fun experience for sure. And you know, hopefully part of the reason for wanting to do it was to, you know, expose a different group of people to IndyCar racing and, you know, what we can be all about. And if we managed to make a couple IndyCar fans out of the whole thing, then all the better. And it was, you know, it's certainly a cool opportunity and something I was terrified to do when it came up, but glad that I did it. And like I said, hopefully we've got some new IndyCar fans from it.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, going runner up to an Olympic medalist. I mean that in itself is absolutely amazing. But talk about the Sharna and kind of your relationship there. I mean, how much of it was coach versus teammate?
You know what? I mean, it's 50-50. You know, the pros on that show really do have an incredibly difficult job. The show should be called, you know, people you might have heard of, Dancing with Stars, because they're the stars of the show.
Right.
The effort of having to take a complete neophyte in a subject like dance, you know, something as involved and intricate as that can be, teach them from scratch. They're choreographing each dance. They're doing creative for each dance. And then they have to actually be in the performance themselves, you know, so there's so much work on their plates. And, you know, she was an incredible coach, really helped me, you know, get up to speed as quickly as possible. But, you know, when it's on the dance floor on show night, you know, you need a teammate. You need to be out there with your partner. And so she's kind of having to do multiple roles in that whole thing.
That's fantastic. I know you have a lot of other interests, including, you know, some microbrews. But let's talk a little bit about Hinchtown. So where did that come about, and how much fun do you have on the social media side?
Hinchtown was something that we, it was born out of, boredom, really. And it was boredom of what everybody else was doing.
Right.
You know, it was a point in my career where it was time to kind of make a website and start getting a presence online. And this was kind of back before social media was, you know, what it is today.
So yeah.
And we looked at other drivers' websites in IndyCar and Formula One and NASCAR, whatever it was, and we came to two conclusions. They were all exactly the same, and they all sucked. So we wanted to do something different, and somehow from that, you know, Hinchtown was born. And it's created this awesome little online, you know, civilization, and the citizens of Hinchtown are very, very loyal constituents. And it's been fun, you know, to be an athlete in the era of, you know, social media, and really the creation of social media has been a lot of fun, because it gives you
a way to interact with fans that you wouldn't otherwise have. And that's something that makes the whole experience for them that much more enjoyable. And that's what we're here to do. I mean, at the end of the day, as much as we like to think that this all happens so that 21 of us can go drive in circles for a living,
right,
it's not about that. It's about entertaining the fans. It's about the fans. And so this is just an added level of that, which, you know, I love.
Speaking of the fans, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Through said social media. You know, we're on Twitter and Instagram at Hinchtown, Facebook as well. Hinchtown.com is the website, and lots of ways to connect there as well. And that's the best way to kind of do it.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about Phoenix. Eighth place run last year. What are you looking for Saturday night?
Certainly better than last year.
Yep.
You know, last year was a tough one for us. You know, we had a crash in practice, missed qualifying, and it just kind of put us on the back foot for the whole weekend. So, you know, we're certainly coming here with two goals. One, don't wreck any race car parts.
Right.
And two, obviously be a little bit further up the sheets at the end of the day. But, you know, Honda's been much more competitive this season. We've seen that. This was definitely a race that all the Honda struggled at last year. So we're hoping to see an improvement there, and hopefully we can give, you know, our competition a run for their money.
Awesome. Hey, James, really appreciate you joining the show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is the mayor of Hinchtown, James Hinchcliffe, driver of the number 5 Smith Peterson Motorsports Honda. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
The Albuquerque Police Department is currently hiring for police cadets and offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus and immediate hiring, which means you are employed as soon as you are accepted into the academy. APD is now enrolling applicants that meet their qualifications for June's academy, and they want to know if you are ready to take the next step. A career with APD is exciting and rewarding, offering great benefits, paid vacation, and a $2,000 relocation reimbursement for out-of-town applicants. Apply online at apdonline.com, apdonline.com, or call 800-7-POLICE. That's 800-7-POLICE.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Gearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. The 2016 Range Rover clearance is happening now. Come in soon while our selection is the most choice. Visit Land Rover Albuquerque or call 1-866-981-6244 for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Napa know-how.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Sports on huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the double-stacked nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers like Dos Equis, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. And there is never a bad seat in the house. With 360 degrees of HD TV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey Lobo fans, this is your new head basketball coach, Paul Weir. This summer we have two camps I'm really excited about that I want to make sure I invite you to. One is our individual camp, which runs June 5th through 8th, both in the morning and afternoon sessions for boys grades 1 through 8. We also have an elite camp, June 9th and 10th, open to everyone grades 9 through 12. For more information, please visit CoachPaulWeir.com or call 925-5750. See you then. Go Lobos.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, IndyCar is heading back to Phoenix International Raceway, and joining us is Greg Freskas with Phoenix International. How you doing, man?
Really great. No, thanks for having me on the air.
Oh, absolutely. I want to talk to you about this this big project you guys got going on. Of course, powered by DC solar, and I was just thinking to myself, how genius is that? And with the number of days of sun that you've got there, it's just like in New Mexico, it's like it's awesome. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are trying to accomplish with the project.
Well, it's over the course, it'll be the end of 2018 that we'll be, you know, ready to go turnkey. They're already beginning the project right now, and that's really, it's redoing the grandstands and then the infield. The racing surface itself was actually redone several years back, and that's not going to change at all. Immediately, what people are going to see happen, you know, right away, like this weekend coming up during the IndyCar race, is the expansion of the grandstands between turns 1 and 2. So that's going to continue through what we call the dog leg. Right now it's been asphalt, so there's nothing there, but those are going to rise up as high as what the Bobby Allison grandstands are now. Now the interesting thing about that, that's never been done before, is the start finish line is going to move from, you know, the front straightaway where you'd normally always see a start finish line, kind of like a 50 yard line you'd see in football, right?
Yeah.
It's actually going to turn over, it's going to come over to the turn to turn two, which to my knowledge has never been done before in motorsports. So that's going to be pretty interesting, not just for the finish of the race, but also for restarts. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think that there are some other tracks in like vintage racing or in other forms of racing where they actually do start and finish in two different places. But I think that it's unprecedented. I had an opportunity to go to out to Daytona when they finished Daytona Rising, and talk to Joey Chitwood III about it, and he said that he was actually going to see, thought he'd see more tracks going to adding more of the social media aspect with you guys did. How important was that, and seeing the success that Daytona had in Phoenix's decision to move forward on this project?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We internally here joked that it was the worst kept secret, because this has been talked about for about 10 years, as
right.
far as the need to do a renovation and wanted to do a renovation and as far as what that would look like. So it was, you know, when we were able to talk about it finally, it was end of January where we actually made the announcement to the media, to the press. We were pretty excited about it because, some of it was you know, a long time coming. Particularly, I mean, kind of in my corner of the world in the media center, you know, what we've got right now is just it's been pretty outdated. So the entire infield is going to change. You know, the garage area, the experience for the fans. But particularly the media center as well. But where Victory Lane is, you know, how that's exposed to the fans, having the fans will have a tunnel, right, where they can walk.
Yeah.
It's a pedestrian tunnel in turn two, so they'll be able to walk into the infield. And the experience in the garage is going to be like none other. Some of the other tracks have areas where there's big glass windows where they can look into the garage. We're going to have a very similar experience, except for there's going to be no glass there. It's just going to be basically a countertop, if you will.
Wow.
And then it'll be open right into the garage area where the you know, the mechanics and the drivers are right there working on the cars and getting ready to go back out on track.
Well, that's fantastic. And as a media member, I appreciate that. I've actually done some interviews in the closet. In the bottom floor, and had a lot of fun there, though. I mean, we joked a lot about it. But, of course, on the circuit, you guys have the best food. I mean, you know, for the media members. So I wanted to give a little love there. But let's talk about kind of your partnership with DC Solar. That probably had to have a lot to do with your ability to move forward on this, as to finding such a partner that was excited about moving forward on this.
Yeah, no, DC Solar's instrumental in the project itself, and it's the project, not the actual, all the renovation, it's the construction portion of it. And one of the things that DC Solar provides, one of the key pieces they provide on race weekends, is the light towers that are quite a bit different than the normal light towers you might see, which are typically like a four-cylinder diesel motor, whereas these are actually solar-powered light towers.
Wow.
So they're on a trailer, there's solar cells on them, but rather than having big, you know, lights that you'd normally see, they've got the little halogen bulbs on them. But they provide just as much light. They just look a little bit different. And you don't have all the pollution, but two, the noise associated with generators that run all the time. So it's a pretty interesting partnership. And they provide some other services as well, charging for electric cars, for cell phones, on our DC Solar Midway, is what we call it. But there's cell phone charging stations, but it's all solar powered, so it's pretty exciting.
Tell me a little bit more about the timing of the project. How is it going to affect the NASCAR season in the spring?
Right. So we'll have the races coming up next weekend, the IndyCar race, the fall race for NASCAR. And then the spring race, right? So there's three races right there before the entire project is completed. So it'll happen in phases.
Okay.
So the front grandstands are going to come down, but you won't see those come down until the new grandstands are built. So I would expect to see, you know, a period where you've got the new ones being built, the old ones are still being used, and then it'll switch over where they're using the new grandstands in turn two in 18, and of course the front straightaway grandstands will come down. So there's a bit of an evolution to the construction project itself.
Awesome. So you guys keep the thing open and moving and
for fans that have been here for a while, they probably saw something similar when the Bobby Allison grandstands were built, because that was actually built, the turn two portion of those were built first, and then the Buddy Jobe suite, which was the it's like a six-story suite, was right up against the racing surface, and then that was demoed, and then the grandstands were built up to where they currently are now. But that was done in phases. So I expect the same thing to happen for this project.
Tell us about the special features that are coming up with the IndyCar Night Race that is coming up.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting. It's going to be a full day of activities, actually, in that we've got the Silver Crown car, USAC Silver Crown.
Awesome.
Which have been they've been a staple here at the track for a long time under the Copper World Classic. So we're bringing that back. It's a different name. It's called Copper Cup, the Phoenix Copper Cup, but it's still the USAC Silver Crown cars. We're going to have quarter midgets running on the midway.
Awesome.
And then vintage cars will be running. It's not quite a race, it's more of an exhibition, but we expect about 40 in that field. And there's some really pretty cool cars there that have some racing pedigree that'll be on track. And then of course, you know, the IndyCar race, the Verizon IndyCar Series champion will be running in the evening. So, yeah, it's a full day of activities.
That's fantastic. And you guys have a road course there as well. Charlotte's talking about adding their second weekend to a road course. Any thoughts as to whether PR would actually have a road course event on the NASCAR schedule?
I would love it if that happened, because I'm kind of a road course guy myself. But no, our road course hasn't been used in a number of years. There's actually two sections to it. There's one out in the where the camping area is
right
now, and then there was a portion which actually isn't fully functional at all. When they redid the racing surface roughly 5-6 years ago,
okay.
They don't the infield portion of the road course isn't actually up and going.
Okay.
Like the transitions on and off the track, there's actually walls that are there that didn't used to exist. But still, the racing surface with the berms is still part of the campground, because they just left it the way it was, and looks kind of cool actually.
That's fantastic. If anybody's listening and wants to find out how to get more tickets, How would they contact you?
Best way to do that is online at phoenixraceway.com. We do still have tickets available, but they are going fast. So, yeah, phoenixraceway.com.
Awesome, Greg. Thank you for joining the show this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. We hope to see everybody from Albuquerque out of here in the track.
Sounds great. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
While out on the lake, stay afloat. Don't drink and boat. Alcohol use is the leading contributing factor in recreational boating fatalities. New Mexico State Parks Marine Enforcement Officers will be patrolling lakes and raising awareness of the dangers of drowning and of boating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Never operate a boat or personal watercraft while impaired. Vote safe. Vote smart. Do your part and wear your life jacket. Your life depends on it. Visit nmparks.com today or call 888-NM-PARKS.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
The Ranchers Club of New Mexico is hosting a Cinco de Mayo dinner. Come enjoy the menu of Mexican fare, paired with Mexico's best spirits, tequila and mezcal. Call 889-8071 or opentable.com for reservations.
Team R&S accelerates the fun. Please join us for the fourth annual Team R&S Power Sports Expo this Saturday, April 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and see the many exciting ways to accelerate your fun. We'll have information booths showcasing a wide variety of the power sports activities in our community. There's even enthusiasts just like you available to discuss everything from recreational riding to club activities to how to get involved in competitive events. There'll be organizations on hand to visit with you about your first steps from learning to ride to riding safely and responsibly throughout your lifetime of experiences. We're talking dirt bikes to sport bikes, cruisers, watercraft, ATVs, side-by-sides, and more. As always, the team from R&S will be there to help you navigate through the wide variety of exciting products available to get you out accelerating the fun today. It's the fourth annual Team R&S Power Sports Expo this Saturday, April 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at R&S West on Coors just east of the Cottonwood Mall.
TeamRNS.com. Accelerate the fun.
Are you tired of skyrocketing energy costs? Make the switch with CST Solar and you can save upwards of 50% or more on your electric bill. CST Solar, your SunPower Elite dealer, offers the best solar panels in the industry along with a premium, unbeatable warranty. As the leading solar company in New Mexico, CST Solar has helped more than 3,000 families save on energy costs. Call CST Solar today for superior installation and top quality local service. 792-6359. That's 792-6359.
Car Crafters is celebrating 35 years in business.
35 years? That's impressive.
It's longer than quite a few professional sports teams have been around.
No way. Like who?
The Minnesota Timberwolves, Miami Heat, Colorado Rockies, just to name a few.
Wow, Car Crafters must really do good work.
They couldn't have been around this long if they didn't.
Car Crafters, it's like it never.
Car Crafters would like to thank New Mexico for 35 amazing years, now with 7 locations, including 2 in Rio Rancho.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 Team. Weather looks a little wet out there, so make sure you check the calendar before you head out to ABQ Dragway today. But they do have a street-to-strip event starting at 11 a.m., and tomorrow, also weather permitting, 9 a.m., you have the Spring Fling Bracket Race. Gates open at 9 o'clock on that. But make sure you go to abqdragway.com and pick up a schedule of events. They got all kinds of things going on. Over 50 events in 2017, including two all-out call-outs, and they're coming up quick, so we'll have more information on that. It's hard to talk about drag racing and performance without talking about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And now they are also open on Sundays on the west side. That's a limited time, so make sure that if you need to get some parts that you you get over there. And, of course, they're open on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. All right, going on today is the 4th Annual Team R&S Power Sports Expo, and joining the show this morning is Rick Alcon. How you doing this morning, Rick?
Hey, David, I'm great. We're a beehive of activity over here getting ready for our expo.
I bet. Let's see, 10 to 3 today. All kinds of neat stuff there. I was just blown away by the just the evolution of, like, the ATVs and the UTVs. I mean, you can get all kinds of stuff, including, like, stereos and that kind of stuff. Talk a little bit about some of the things that people could come out and see today.
Yeah, there is all kinds of stuff. As you know, David, we've got more different kinds of adult toys than you got garage space for. And you have a big garage. So,
yep.
You know, we have everything from two-wheel motorcycles and a wide variety of things. From touring to sport to kids to off-road. We have watercraft. We have ATVs. The side-by-side segment, like you mentioned, is now a big segment in kind of three different categories with the utility stuff, the sport, you know, recreational stuff, and then that that boy you see on the floor the other day, that all-out racer stuff. So lots of stuff to look at, but more importantly, lots of people to talk to today. They're just like you that ride and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk a little bit. There's some of the organizations that support, you know, drivers' rights and different events that go on around town. I mean, because, you know, you've got both road racing out at Sandy and, of course, you've got motocross out at in Moriarty. Talk a little bit about some of the groups that people could come out and connect with.
Yes, it's pretty interesting. As you know, we're real blessed in this town to have a lot of outdoor motorsport activity. Thank goodness this event's scheduled for indoors today.
Exactly.
But on a more general level, you know, we are, like you said, we're blessed with some great people that do a lot of fun stuff to help a lot of people enjoy the sport. And so, Tanya, this is our day to give back to those people, give them a voice. You know, most of them don't have an ad budget. Most of them don't have events that they can go to other than their own to connect with new people and show people what they do. And so this event's a great one because it allows, like you said, the high-profile events like the motocross at Moriarty, like the Gassett Off-Road Series that does the desert events, and like Sandia Motorsports that do the road race things, to come out and talk and show their stuff, not in the pits, you know, up wearing real clothes instead of, you know, one of the best gear and driver's boots. But, you know, it's a fun environment to do that in and get those guys a showcase. But equally as important is the guys that do a lot of great work behind the scenes for us. And that's like our rider safety training people. We have a great two-wheel MSF program in New Mexico, one of the best in the country. We have a outstanding program with the New Mexico Game and Fish Department for ORV safety, which is obviously dirt bikes and side-by-sides, four-wheelers, and snowmobiles, and just a variety of different people that help keep our sports safe.
Well, and you've got a ton of safety equipment there, too. Come out and get, you know, a helmet, get properly fitted with your helmet. And all kinds of things there, as well as, you know, great parts and service department. And of course, you know, total family involvement. I mean, the two-wheel community is an extreme family. Talk about where the location is on Coors. Of course, I know right where it is, but if somebody hasn't been there or recently moved to the west side, how would they find your location?
Yeah, we're a little bit tucked in because of the way the Coors Corridor is set up, but essentially we're across the street from Cottonwood Mall at Coors and the Coors Bypass. So we're in the same kind of corner as Larry Miller Hyundai. We're just north of them, across the street from Reliable Chevrolet, And we're in the same parking lot, and everybody remembers this, Outback and, you know, the Pier 1. So those are real visible, you know, tenants are right here on the corner with us. So we got a big parking lot and a big building. We're set back from the street a little bit, but we're pretty easy to find right here in the corner at Coors and Coors Bypass.
God, Rick, I was just trying to think, how long has Team R&S been in business?
This is, we'll be celebrating our R&S anniversary, 34 years this year.
Oh, my God.
So we've been around for a little while, and certainly, as you're aware, our family's been in the motorcycle business in Albuquerque since the late 60s. So I'm a motorcycle guy, a local guy through and through, and our team's proud to be part of this community.
Awesome. Hey, Rick, really appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning, and I'll let you get back to getting set up, but get starts at 10 a.m. at 10 to 3 at your Coors location. Thank you much for joining the show.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. That was Rick Alcon, and, of course, you got the 4th annual Team R&S Power Sports Expo going on today from 10 to 3, and weather is not subject. They've got a nice big place over there. You can go in and check out all the latest toys for kids, for adults, men, women. They got a little something for everybody. Hey, they even got watercraft in there. I know we don't have a whole lot of water, even though maybe we're getting some more right now, but go and check it out. They're on a course just east of Cottonwood. That's the 4th annual Team R&S Power Sports. Also want to remind you, next weekend actually is the Barley Room Car Show. That's right, the Ses de Mayo Car Show is going on, and it would invite you to come out and check that out. Coming up at 9 a.m., we got the FM Sports Saturday. The guys are on deck right now. 10 a.m., we got the Team High School Show. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show. At 3 p.m., we got UNM versus San Diego State in college baseball. That's right, they're on the road at San Diego State. 7 p.m., we got the Philadelphia Phillies versus the L.A. Dodgers. On Sunday at 2 p.m., we're going to have UNM versus San Diego State. At 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., we got the Chicago Cubs versus the Boston Red Sox. I did want to take a minute because we talked a little bit about Team R&S and things that are going on. Lost a very dear friend this week. His name is Scott Payton. He was involved in a motorcycle accident, and it's just a reminder that we need to keep an eye out for our two-wheel friends. We need to keep being aware of them, and you know, the distracted driving. I had CJ Rodden on with the LA Law Tigers, and we talked about that, and it's amazing the number of people that get hurt or lose their lives on bikes. So I just want to, you know, send a reminder out there that it happens, and you know, and please be aware of our two-wheel friends that are out there. But you want to find out all the cool stuff that's going on around New Mexico, make sure you pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's a local favorite for over 6 years. It got great features in there with monthly color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever. Of course, you got the monthly cover car and Showtime Fun, but all kinds of neat things. You can pick up a free copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, even in Socorro. Pick up a free copy today and find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine has been a local favorite. Hey, if you're a mechanic out there and you want to make a change, Napa Auto Care Centers is looking for you. Join their great team with excellent pay and benefits. They have training and advancement opportunities, and they need you because they're busy. They're super busy, and they need people right now. Go to autocarenm.com and click on jobs for positions available or to request an interview. That's autocarenm.com. All right, next week we're going to have a whole lot of new stuff, and we invite you to tune in and actually tell your friends about it. You can listen to it here. Want to thank Kelly and Adam for everything that they do, and of course invite you to stay around. I'm heading out to the Shred Shack now over at the Better Business Bureau, so bring two boxes of your information that you need to get shredded. It's a free shredding event. It's going to go on from 10 to noon today. 2800 Vassar, and that's just north of Manal, and we can get you all hooked up. Thank you very much. You listen to another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 1017 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
...1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.